What's up, No Nation? Another week, another disappointment. Florida State falls to 0-2 with a really flat-out embarrassing loss, 28-13 to Boston College. And, you know, there's just really not a whole lot of good to say after this one. I mean, this we talked about last week where Georgia Tech we hoped was a fluke. We hoped some of the things were fixable. And this team had a chance to rewrite that identity that had been formed about them, that narrative. And they came out tonight and just they made it worse. I mean this game looked worse than Georgia Tech. I mean, and that's hard to do because Georgia Tech looked really bad. And I was in Doak Campbell tonight and I felt like the crowd was there early. They showed up. They had the energy, and then it just was a downhill slide from there. And as you can see, I'm back in our Airbnb now here in Tallahassee. And I actually got to talk to my co-host, Michael, as most of you know, for about an hour after the game, just to kind of talk about things. And he's out of town, so he didn't get a chance to really watch the game. He just saw the score. And I'm glad that I talked to him because, you know, walking out of that stadium, man, I was ready to say some things that aren't characteristic of this show, right? I was ready to really, and trust me, after we have a chance to really go back and watch some things and replay the film, because again, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to tell when you're in the stadium, but like when we have a chance to do a fair assessment of this, we're going to give it to them because it's time to go nuclear. It is time to call it like we see it, and there's not a lot of good to talk about, so it needs to be called out. You know, we're pushing 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm pretty tired. I just want to give you guys some thoughts real quick, some initial takeaways on this. It's just bad, man. This team looks terrible. They don't look well prepared. They look sloppy. They lack physicality. They lack leadership. They lack discipline. We saw stupid penalties rear their head tonight, which is something we didn't really see last week. There just doesn't appear to be like any dogs on this team like we saw with Fisk and Verse and guys like that and Keon and all that last year. You just don't see that on this team. You know, this team just looks like they just look like they're going through the motions and they're not even doing good at that. You know, the only positive that you can really say about this team right now are the kickers. Alex Mastromano and Ryan Fitzgerald, and really outside of like one of our kickers kicking the ball to our receivers, which they would probably drop. The problem I think too is there's not a lot of feeling like this can get better, right? I mean, you go into a bye week now, maybe there's some things you can clean up. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I mean, when you look up front at that offensive line, this was supposed to be a strength of this team, and it's just clearly not. They just don't look good at all. Now, you didn't have Jeremiah Byers tonight, but that's not the reason they weren't very good. The running backs were supposed to be another strength, and it doesn't look good there either. You had 21 rushing yards against Boston freaking College. I mean, you failed to put up 100 yards last week against Georgia Tech, a team, and of course teams are allowed to get better, but you put up less than 100 yards against a team that had the 128th rushing defense last year. Boston College was 120-something, 130-something rushing defense last year, too. And you put up 21 yards, 1.3 yards per carry. That's pathetic. I mean, let's call it like it is. That's pathetic for an offensive line that has a lot of veterans on it, a couple of guys who have earned all ACC, you know, honorable mentions or first, second, third teams in the past. This is piss poor by this team. And you know, now, like, I worry about going into this bye week where this team's head is at. Where's their motivation going to be coming out of this? Because if you still had hopefulness in this team and in this locker room coming into this Boston College game and it looked that bad, how's it going to look against Memphis? You know, how's it going to look against, you know, you got a noon game against Memphis coming up, a team that's another team. Every team on this schedule is good enough to beat you if you play like you did tonight. But you have a team in Memphis that you're going to get at noon. I just question the heart of this team and the motivation. And so that I do really worry about. But, you know, again, you can't run the ball. You can't pass it effectively. You know, last week we said we hoped they would take the handcuffs off of DJ. And, you know, maybe they should have put the handcuffs back on because they did take it off. He threw the ball 42 times tonight. And I'll have to look at, you know, how many shots they took downfield and stuff like that later on. But 50% completion percentage, 42 passes, and only one passing touchdown. DJU is just bad. There is no other way to say it. And I apologize to you guys. I mean, I've said multiple times that no, DJU is not special. I don't think he's great, but I thought he could be good enough. And he wasn't this bad at Oregon State. He really wasn't this bad at Clemson either. No, he wasn't special, but he wasn't this bad. And I just don't know where the disconnect is. I don't know what's happening to cause him to struggle this mightily. But, you know, you saw the pass in the back of the end zone that he just threw over their head. That's terrible, man. You're a six-year senior, whatever, college quarterback collecting probably a pretty nice NIL deal. You got to make that throw, man. You have got to make that throw. Brock Glenn can probably make that throw. Half the passes that he throws are in the dirt at receivers' feet. He doesn't lead receivers well. He throws it in front of them, behind them. He doesn't make good reads. He's just not it. And I know there's some people and he can't run the ball very effectively either. And that's a problem too. Especially when it was the guy that ran the ball so much at Clemson and we thought he would be successful in that part. And he's just not. And so, like, nobody is doing things well around DJ to help him out. But, man, he's not a game changer. And if you don't have special wide receivers, he's not a guy that's going to make them look better. He's just not. That's not the type of quarterback that he is. And so, I mean, you have to eat some crow. I guess all the Clemson fans and whatnot were right. Now, their offense doesn't look better either, but... You know, DJ just, I guess he is what he is, man, and it's not good. And so I think at this point, you got to make a switch. I mean, I don't see how you don't, you know. Brock Glenn, I don't know what Brock Glenn would do when he gets in the game, but it gives you a spark. We know he's better with his feet than DJ. We've seen him run the ball effectively. He's got better speed and quickness. I think you have to make that switch, man. And there was chants in the crowd tonight of DJ sucks. There were crowd chanting that we want Brock. You know, and again, like I said, they asked Mike Norvell about it in the post game, and he ducked the question. And I haven't watched his post game yet, and I really don't care to watch it. I don't want to hear Coach speak about, oh, this is my fault, it's on me. No, man. I mean, it is. It's partially on you, but it's on your players too. Like, if you're coaching them to do that, then you need to evaluate your coaching. If you're not coaching them to do that, then it's on the players. And so I don't know who needs to take ownership for this, but it's just bad all the way around. I mean, you ran for 21 yards against Boston College. And you gave up 263. You got a defensive line that was supposed to be loaded with NFL talent that we were told was going to be a strength of this team. And they can't set the edge. They can't get pressure. They can't get penetration. They can't stop the run. You got linebackers that can't cover in space. Even the secondary that was supposed to be locked down top in the country type of deal with that secondary, even they don't look that great. And that's what's so disheartening is your strengths on this team aren't strengths. And, you know, I will say, like, to the ones that cover the team from a, you know, a credentialed standpoint, and again, as most of you guys know, we don't have credentials here at Plant the Spear, but hopefully someday we do. But, like, when you talk about, yeah, they probably fed us some bad information, right? We had to go off of what they gave us. But in their defense, from what we've seen from this team, when you have bad on bad in a vacuum, maybe that's why they thought they were good, because you saw a crap offense and a crap defense going against each other every day in practice. And now you've seen it against a team and, you know, real teams that aren't in practice situations, and it just looked terrible. And so, man, again, I think what's so disheartening is you just don't see the path to necessarily get better. And that's what worries me. And, you know, if this season, I mean, find me 3 wins on this schedule. This team is seriously probably not going to make a bowl. I mean, let alone forget the playoffs, forget the ACC championship. This team is not going to make the playoffs. And, you know, again, man, the criticisms are harsh, but they're deserved. This is Florida State. You know, Mike Norvell aside, like, Mike Norvell does not define this program. This program has been around for longer than Mike Norvell. And any of these players, And no offense to the other programs, but like, this, man, this ain't Mississippi State. This isn't Virginia Tech. This isn't Illinois or whatever. This is a team, this is a program that expects to win championships. And to me, like, man, Mike Norvell has to make the changes necessary to get this program to a championship level. And I think if you have that type of bad season that we expect, it's going to need to, there's going to need to be some staff changes. It, there's no way around it, man. You got to get, there's no reason that some of these position groups are this bad, you know, and there's no, you need to recruit better too. I mean, it's the truth of it. They've done pretty good the last few years, but you know, everybody gives Dabo, and I know they just got their doors blown off by Georgia, but everybody gives Dabo crap for not using the portal. And hey, the portal got us from where we were at to where we are. You can't deny that. A lot of the pieces we got out of there were good. But you need to have guys who care about more than a check. Let's be honest, man. They care about more than a check. I mean, you got guys on this team that drive Lamborghini trucks and play like a Ford Ranger. And that's no disrespect to a Ford Ranger, because it probably works harder than they do. You know, we're just calling it like it is right now. Because I don't know what to say, man. As a fan, I'm embarrassed. That was a piss-poor performance. The tackling is just atrocious on this team. I mean, it looks like they were patting guys down, you know, going into the gate and instead of actually trying to tackle. And so, man, it's just bad all around. And so I hope they can get some things fixed. I don't know how much they're going to be able to get fixed. I don't know if they're going to go youth movement. I hope Mike Norvell has the gall to make the changes necessary. I hope that his loyalty or whatever, stubbornness, whatever you want to call it, doesn't become the downfall, because I still like Mike Norvell. I'm still a believer in Mike Norvell. I still think you have some good coaches on the staff. I still think you have some good players on this team. You know, we talked about it before. You got 9 guys on this program, I think, that have earned all ACC honors at some point in their career. And so I don't know where the disconnect is. And it's just a head-scratching, just how did this team go from, you know, look back to 2022, right? This team had some stars. You had Jordan Travis and all that stuff. But that team wasn't like loaded like 2023 to a degree, and they still went out and went 10-3. Like, this team has a probably comparable amount of talent to that team outside of the quarterback, and they look terrible. And so, like, I don't understand where the disconnect is, but they got to do something and fast, because this thing is threatening to come off the rails, frankly. Because again, man, like, if you lose the fan base, and that stadium was emptying out with 8 to 10 minutes left, people were pretty down on this program right now. You know, like I said, I got to talk to a lot of people on the way out and in our section, and there's a lot of people that are down on this program. And again, like, you know, you start the season 0-2 going into the bye week. I wonder where this team's head's at, how motivated they're going to be out coming on the other side of it. Say you lose to Memphis. Man, I mean, where is this team going to be at? Say they lose to Cal, and then you got to go on the road to SMU. Then you get Clemson. The problem is this schedule doesn't get easier. It gets harder. And so, like, you're probably going to get housed by Clemson. You're probably going to get housed by Miami. You're probably going to get whipped by Notre Dame on the road in that game. And so, like, I just wonder how motivated this team is going to be throughout the year. I mean, and, you know, maybe we laughed a little too soon at Florida the other day, but man, it's just, there's not a lot of positive things to say about this team. You know, if you want like one positive notion to keep in mind in the back of your head as we watch this disastrous season unfold, is that the majority of your talented players are like the freshmen and sophomores. And so once those guys get on the field in the future, you feel good about that. But my big concern is that if that stubbornness and unwillingness to make the change plays out, you're going to waste a year of development for guys that you're going to be counting on them for next year. You know, Alabama is rolling into Tallahassee week one next year. Do you really want to go the whole year floundering with DJ to win 3 games when he's not going to be here next year, when you could at least see what Brock Glenn has? He can't be worse than DJ, and then at least you get him experience going into next year, or Luke Kromenok or somebody. That's what I worry about. You know, let's see what Elijah Moore has. Let's see what LaWayne McCoy has. Let's see what Charles Lester has. Let's put these guys in. If they're going to be the future of this program, then let's see what they have. And that doesn't have to happen at every position, but I think at quarterback, it does have to happen. Because it's pathetic right now. This position is terrible. And, you know, a lot of people are feeling really bad right now because you see what Cam Ward did against Florida in in that Miami game. And they feel like we got the wrong quarterback. And that may be the case. You know, and I think you definitely want to get to where you're playing your high school guys. But, you know, and we love what the Battles Inn has done. I think they've done a great job. I don't think they should overpay for people. You know, like the high school recruit we just saw commit to Georgia Tech that you would invested six to probably close to seven figures without him even touching the field for a few years. But like at the quarterback position, you know, I know it was rumored that Cam Ward got a lot of money. Man, you can't play money ball at that position. You can't go cheap at that position for a one-year rental anyway. Like you got to go out and get a difference maker. And now you're reaping the I don't want to say benefits because it ain't a benefit, but now you're reaping the consequences of that. And I just think you'd be better off, at least the fan base, who are the ones that donate to your NIL collective, who are the boosters to your program. If you're going against what they want, and you can't coach your team based on what the fans want, I get that. Let me say that. I totally understand that. But, like, you can't put this product on the field and expect there to be excitement for people to open their wallet. And I think at least making a change at quarterback gives people a reason for hope. And right now there is no hope. And hope ain't a strategy. I'll give you that. But, man, it's so bad. This team can't do anything well. And that is what's so frustrating. On offense, on defense, anything. They're not well coached. They're not disciplined. They don't play hard. They don't play with heart. They don't have fight. They don't have leadership. It's bad. And I think it's only going to get worse. I mean, like I said, you got a bye week to work on some things. But, man, how motivated is this team right now? So, I don't know. I don't have answers. I wish I did. I'm going to go back and, you know, again, like I said, we're going to watch the film. I'm going to get with Michael and we're going to try and break some things down and maybe get like a better autopsy report to this murder scene that we just saw tonight. But man, it looked worse. It looked worse tonight than it did in Georgia Tech. And, you know, the schedule's only getting harder. So, you know, you can't lose to Boston College and Georgia Tech and start 0-2 and expect to have a decent season. You know, you're probably going to end up, like we said, with 4 to 5 ACC losses, if not more. And so, you know, you're out of that championship picture now. So I think you have to start focusing on the future or something. I don't know, man. I don't get paid $10 million to figure it out. But this ain't working. And so they have to do something. And it is on the coaching to a degree, but it's a lot on the players too. And so, man, I don't know. I worry now that, like, if you put together a really terrible performance this season, which you're probably going to, I worry about you keeping that recruiting class together. I worry about you keeping some of the younger guys engaged on this team and on this roster. You know, the portal works both ways. They can certainly leave too. So you worry about that as well, man. But this was bad. I mean, this was like Willie Taggart era type of bad. This was so many bad things. You know, Michael was telling me some stat, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something about like only 2 or 3 times or some less than 5 times or something, like Florida State has started the season 0-2, and so far it's been twice under this coaching staff. And so, like, man, it's a concern. And again, like I said, I'm a believer in Mike Norvell. I think he's a good coach. I just think if you want to take this program to that championship level where that standard is, the standard that's been set at Florida State, I think it's time to make some changes. You got to get some better recruiters in here. You got to make some coaching changes. You know, you can't always just have, like, the talent edge. And they did good in the past, and that's what's so confusing about this. That's what I don't understand. It's like, it's just so hard to understand how things have been so good the last 2 years to go to this. I know you lost a lot of those pieces, but you have more talent. Georgia Tech was the 10th most talented team in the ACC. Boston College is the 14th most talented team in the ACC. Florida State is listed as the 2nd most talented team in this conference. And, I mean, you're just getting whipped by these teams physically, coaching aspects, it's hard to explain. It is hard to explain. So when I've had a little more sleep and a little more time to watch the film and a little more time to kind of weigh out what's going on here, we're going to come back with you guys and kind of figure this thing out together. But it sucks. I mean, it sucks, man. It sucks as a fan base for the fans deserve better than this. And so now we have a long season to go. Coming off of the good vibes that we had last year, maybe we talked a little extra this offseason thinking we were going to be good. And now we all have to face the music to answer for a team that's bad. And that's rough. I mean, we're an FSU outlet. This is going to hurt us. This stinks. I drove a long way and spent a good bit of money to come to this game. And so, I'm going to be at more games, but right now I'm not sure that there's no motivation for me to do that. So it stinks all around for us. The other day on a Twitter space that I think the team wants to fix this more than anybody else. Man, I don't know. I just don't know. I can't give them any credit right now. I just can't. And like I said, I'm not going to pick Florida State to win any more games this season until I see some sort of life out of this team. And right now we just haven't seen it. So, man, I'm so highly disappointed in this staff, in this team, in these players. It's all around bad. And I don't know what else to say, but, I think you got to make a switch at quarterback because DJ's just not getting the job done. I mean, just all around the board, he's just not getting the job done. Or at least you got to get Brock Glenn some packages just to give this team a spark. I think right now you need it. I think your confidence is at an all-time low. Man, there's a lot of talk about the NIL stuff and all that, and I get that too. And I think what's sad about it is you see a guy who started at your program as a walk-on, earned that scholarship, and then, you let go into the portal because the rumor was, and I don't want to insinuate on things, but the rumor was that you gave the NIL deal to a similar back who was younger than him, had more eligibility left. That guy played you for money. He's not even here anymore. And now this guy comes in, Trayshawn Warden puts up almost dang near 140, probably around, I think somewhere around 130, 140 all-purpose yards on you and a touchdown. Man, I don't know. There's a lot of things that need to be, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. And I don't know that we're going to get a solid, honest answer because of coach speak. You're going to get your answer on the field and how things are handled. But I think red flags are up. Man, we're beyond red flags. I mean, concern is at an all-time high. And so you hope this team can get better, but I think we're beyond that now. Honestly, I don't see a way for them to get much better. But this team, man, the players on this team, some of them aren't as bad as the product we're seeing on the field. So I don't know where the disconnect is, but they got to figure this out because this is terrible. But, like I said, man, I just wanted to give you guys some initial thoughts and reaction to this game. As bad as it was, like I said, I was in Doak tonight. The crowd booed multiple times, at this team, especially when they saw DJ run out on offense. And like I said, there was the DJ sucks chant, the Brock Glenn, we want Brock chant. And I'm not going to tell you that I won't admit or deny that I was part of the chant. Maybe not, but I just don't understand how you can't give him a look. You can't tell me Brock Glenn is that bad in practice that you can't give him one drive, two drives in the game. Let's just see what he's got. Hell, I'd rather have Lawrence Toafili as the quarterback, running Wildcat. At least we scored touchdowns then. 13 points at home against Boston College, a team that gave up 28 points per game last year. And I know it's a new staff, and I know there's some new faces there as well, but then you're a better team than Boston College. You're a better team than Georgia Tech, and they might both turn out to be okay this year, but this is inexcusable. It really is. And so, man, there's just a lot going on here. You just question the heart and the fight of this team, and I don't understand how you go from 23-4 to where we're at now, but, man, they better figure something out fast because, I mean, this is legitimately looking like this could be a 2-4 win team, and that's probably being generous. So, I don't know, man. Like I said, we're going to, when I'm a little more well-rested and had a little bit of time to watch some things, we're going to go back and kind of diagnose this, but it's just not looking good, man. I mean, you can't run the ball. You can't throw the ball. Teams don't respect the pass and you're giving up 200 yards a game on the ground. We said the last 2 weeks, these quarterbacks are great runners, but they're not great throwers, and you need to make them beat you with their arm. They don't even have to throw the ball. You know, I mean, they could run the triple option and put up 200 yards on you on the ground and just score points that way. You're just not helping yourself at all in any way. And so just a really terrible performance by this team. And, man, this is just – it's hard to fathom how we got here, you know. And so with that being said, guys, you know, I appreciate you watching. And, man, like I said, we'll be back sooner than later to kind of figure this thing out. But not a whole lot of positive to say. And I hate that, you know, because I'm a fan of this team. I love this program. And, I mean, I'm a booster. I'm a Battles End member. I'm all a season ticket holder. Michael is too. You know, we all love this team. We hate being negative. We love being positive. But there's no positive about this. You know, Michael hasn't had a chance to watch the game yet. I know when he does, he's going to be pissed off too. So, you know, we're probably going to go a little bit nuclear in our next episode. Had I recorded when I walked out of the stadium, I can't promise you that we wouldn't have got taken down off of YouTube for some of the things I wanted to say. But man, it's all disappointing. This team is soft, and they don't know how to win. They just don't. They don't have that edge either. And you know, the problem is, like, you're in year five with Mike Norvell now, and like if you can't get your team to have an edge, if your team looks like this in year five, man, that's a major red flag. And so I'm not calling for Mike Norvell to be fired, but I think there's some wholesale changes that need to be made to this program and their approach at things to be able to not have this happen again, because there's no guarantee it's going to get better, and there's no guarantee that the next season is going to be any better if you have a stinker of a season this year. So, man, we'll see how the rest of the season plays out. Like I said, at least you got a bye week this week. Hopefully they don't lose that. Probably will. You know, I'm not confident that they can even beat the bye week at this point. But man, this is a sick feeling as an FSU fan. You know, like I said, I don't know that I've felt this way since maybe like the Virginia Tech game in 2018. I think the Jacksonville State loss was pretty bad. It was a little, you know, a lot of shock and awe when it happened. This was just utter disappointment and embarrassment walking out of that stadium, getting manhandled essentially by Boston College. Boston College, a team that I think hasn't won more than seven games since 2009, hasn't won in Tallahassee since 2008, and came down here and, you know, like Michael said the other day with Georgia Tech, they stole your lunch money, made you clean the table, and then carried their books to class. So it's just, I don't know what else to say, guys, but it's just not good. But, yeah, we'll be back with you to kind of work this out as a family. You know, again, it's bad for the fans. It's bad for us as an outlet. It's gonna kind of kill all the momentum that we've gained going into the season. So I hate it. You know, I want to be positive. I want to be here talking. I was hoping to do a nice video after this about a win. But, man, I'm searching for answers just like you guys. And, you know, I hate to see this. So, we'll see how they pick up the pieces going forward, but right now I just don't have a ton of answers. So I'm going to go get some sleep. I suggest, you know, you guys get a hobby for Saturdays. You know, maybe watch your kids go play baseball, maybe take up some fishing or something like that. Because watching Florida State football, man, it ain't going to be fun on Saturdays. So, you know, maybe go find a hobby or something to do. But I appreciate you guys so much for watching this. I'm sorry to have to be down and negative. But there's no reason to be positive right now. And so we'll get into it a little bit more next week. And, you know, I'll be back with you guys. So appreciate you watching. As always, go Noles.